This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. All right, if Fed policy is not macroeconomic enough for you, hang on. We've got something else here that might fit the bill. The Commerce Department released the current accounts deficit today, the way we measure the flow of goods and services into and out of this country. The news is that it's hit a 14-year low, the current accounts deficit has, down to a relatively mere $81.1 billion. Marketplace's David Weinberg brings us the who, what, and why for the drop in current accounts.
The simplest way to think of the U.S. current account deficit is as a gap. It's the value of all the stuff and money that we send overseas minus what we import. Right now, we're importing $81 billion more in goods and services than we're exporting. But this is $215 billion less than when it was at its peak in 1999.
The main reason for that is because the economy is weak.
Rob Scott is with the Economic Policy Institute. And because the economy is weak, interest rates are low. That means the U.S. is paying less to countries who hold U.S. treasuries. As a result, less cash is leaving the country headed overseas. A weak economy also means a weak dollar. That makes U.S. products more attractive to foreign countries, so they're buying more of our stuff. And there's another big reason for the deficit drop: energy.
What has happened in recent years is that the U.S. has had a boom in unconventional energy production domestically, both gas but also oil.
Gian Maria Malesi Ferretti is deputy director of research at the IMF. He says ramped up oil and gas production means the U.S. imports less gas and oil and is exporting more.
As a result, what we call the energy balance, so the difference between what the U.S. sells in terms of energy products and what it has to import, has improved substantially.
Domestic oil and gas production continues to increase, and much of that energy will probably be exported. That, along with an expected decline in imports, means the deficit is likely to continue its decline. I'm David Weinberg from Marketplace.